believe I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Hello, Insomniacs. Welcome to another episode of the Ramblings of an Insomniac. I am Courtney. Hello, howdy. So a little update from my last podcast. I tend to do this a lot, and you guys will notice I'm probably severely bipolar, but, and I'm probably do this when I'm on my manic, phase of being bipolar, but, or again, I'm just going insane because I'm incredibly sleep deprived. So I could also just be going insane. Or the fact that I genuinely am ADD, or the combination of these things. But point being, this is an update from last time. I'm on my third podcast of the day. This is my third podcast I have done just today. That's why I'm saying, I don't know if it's the ADD. I don't know if it's because I'm bipolar and the manic part is kicking in. I don't know if it's because I'm tired and mentally challenged because I'm so tired. I don't know, or the combo, but I'm just have a lot to say and a lot on my mind. And so I'm wanting to do podcasts. And that way, if I don't have time in the future, I can always schedule these for later and then they're done. And then you guys still have a podcast to listen to. Because I know if I don't put a podcast out there, it just ruins your week, right? You just cannot possibly go on with your week without hearing my, you know, oh so soothing voice and my oh so deep life enriching podcasts, right? I really don't have a good podcast voice. I don't have a good journalist media type of voice. I don't have that sultry radio voice. I wish I did. I really want to be like Phoebe on Friends and like catch a cold and see if I can sound all sexy, you know, get some phlegm going, see if I can sound sexy. But again, I've kind of been touching on the same area, the same subjects a lot. But one of the things I've been discussing is this whole saying you don't want attention, saying you just want to be left alone. When you're gay or you're Latino or you're a woman or you're an atheist or a Christian or whatever the case may be, or that you are a rap artist or the Kardashians and you claim that you want to be left alone, yet you do everything in your power to be 100% positive and sure and certain that people pay attention to you. You absolutely seek out the attention. You go out of your way to do all facets of social media, to go on vacation, have paparazzi following you around, like when the Kardashians went to Cuba and how they were all, oh, I just love being away from all of the cameras and all of the paparazzi. It's so nice to be away and finally get some time to go on vacation just ourselves, as they're on their phones posting pictures of being in Cuba. Now, you could argue, well, maybe they didn't post them right then. Maybe they're just taking pictures for later. Maybe they're going to post their location and where they were later. No. I think it's like Kylie or something. I'm ashamed of myself for knowing this. I used to be a big Keeping Up with the Kardashian fan, not because I thought they were anything special, but it's that whole train wreck thing where they're a train wreck and you have to watch a train. You just can't help but watch a train wreck. It was for that, but regardless. And yes, you got me. I did also like it. All right. I did also like it. Okay. Hi, my name's Courtney. I'm a recovering Kardashian fan.
Hi, Courtney. Welcome, Courtney.
Yeah, so I did used to watch it. But anyway, there was an episode where I think it was Kylie that even mentioned that, like, Khloe was posting where she was. And it's like, Okay, so you're going to claim that you don't want paparazzi, you don't want the attention, you're enjoying the vacation to yourself as you're taking a bunch of pictures and posting where you are. Seems a bit counterproductive, seems a bit screaming for attention, seems hypocritical. I'm just going to point that out. But again, there is nothing wrong with wanting attention, nothing wrong with wanting to be famous and have money and all of that. I've never faulted anybody for those things. I just don't like it when they deny it, when they act like it's not what they want, or they act like it bothers them. I mean, it certainly does not bother the Kardashians. If it did, they stopped. They said they were going to like retire, and they didn't do Keeping Up with the Kardashians anymore. And that lasted, what, a couple of months? And then all of a sudden they were just like fiending for attention. You know, they just could not fucking handle it. And plus, I'm sure they have a lot of bills and they get used to living in the lifestyle that they're in. Sorry, I'm walking around my house. And I'm in my closet, and so things are going to sound like shit. I'm going to go outside, and in the meantime, you're going to hear all kinds of echoing and clack, clack, clacking of my dog's nails, and I'm trying to find a sweatshirt because now it is freaking cold. God, it was warmer last night. It was warmer in the middle of the night. Like, it was seriously warmer in the middle of the night than it is right now. But anyway, you don't get to say you don't want attention as you are doing everything to prove otherwise. If you have brightly colored hair, if you're wearing plunging necklines and huge slits on your dress, and you're wearing things that most people don't wear, or you're saying things most people don't say, or whatever, you're going to get attention, and that's fine. Just own it. Just own it. Just admit it. Just say, I love attention. I need it. I crave it. Have to have it. Kardashians need it, crave it, have to have it. I mean, God, they have bills. And this whole commercial, there's, I guess, this commercial or advertisement for Kim that Kim did. And it's like talking about how, you know, because I'm Kim Kardashian, it's like she's got all these different things because she's Kim Kardashian, you know, like a tanning bed and a red bed, whatever the fuck that is, and a model of a private jet and yada yada. And it's like, I don't give a shit. If she earned it and she worked for it, then I don't fault people that are rich. Why get mad at somebody for having money? If they've earned it legally and they aren't hurting anybody, then great on them. Good for them. I still think it's really tacky. I think she's semi kind of making fun of herself, you know, like, I'm Kim Kardashian, I'm extravagant, I'm ridiculous, we all know this, I'm over the top, we know this, you guys expect this of me. And also, you know, she's kind of making fun of the fact that, well, I'm Kim Kardashian, but also, you know, she has those things because she's Kim Kardashian, and if she wants to show them off, then show them off. Do I think it's tacky? Kind of, yeah. But I don't fault her for it. If she wants to do it, she did do it, like it or not. Guys, out. So, man, my outfit right now is not really much of a step up from the plaid robe I was wearing earlier. MTV sweatpants, yeah. Maker's Mart sweatshirt, uh-huh. Glasses on with my makeup from last night, so it's like half down my face. Like, it's that look like I got punched in the face because I have dark circles under my eyes because it's mascara that has like ran down my face from last night. Haven't brushed my teeth, have brushed my hair though. I have managed to accomplish brushing my hair. So, I mean, that's a step, right? Anyway. So it just got me thinking, though. I already did a podcast on all of this, so I'm not going to rehash it because I've already done a podcast just a second ago. The podcast prior to this, I talked about all this. But what I was thinking about was I saw a video on Clapper with a bunch of people. Well, okay, I don't know why I said a bunch. It was like, I'm assuming there were more people than three, but in the video, there was like three girls and they were screaming at the top of their lungs. They were doing that whole thing that that one chick did at the city hall meeting where she like screamed because Trump was president. And so that's what these people are doing. And it's of course over being transgender. And it's like, and the whole pronouns crap. And I'm like, listen, what exactly are you accomplishing? What are you trying to achieve by screaming? What does screaming do for the transgender community? What does yelling, calling people names, and being completely hypocritical and looking like a jackass do for the community that you claim to be part of or the community that you claim to represent? I don't think they want you representing them. I don't think they want people screaming at the top of their lungs for them. How did that help them in any way? I know that if someone comes up to me and starts screaming, I'm not going to suddenly go, you know what? You're totally right. I should have had a V8. I now have seen the light. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to come over to your house now. We're going to be best friends. I totally believe in everything you say. I'm going to drop my beliefs, completely just abandon my beliefs because you screamed at the top of your lungs. It was so inspirational. It was like music. It was melodious. I wanted to hear more. I want everyone to get together and just scream at the top of their lungs for the LGBTQ, ABCDG, P community, for the transgender community, for the non-binary, whatever community. I'm just confused as to what it is you are achieving by doing that for people. God damn it, who peed on the bed? As in not my bed, as in the dog bed. It's like that Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode, Who Poops the Bed? Frank poops the bed, you know, but who pooped the bed? God, you guys, who peed on the freaking dog bed, you guys? But same with, I've never understood what rioting, what does rioting do exactly to help your cause? And do the people that you're claiming to be rioting for and represent and claiming to want to help out, have you asked the people that you're claiming to represent and wanting to help and sticking up for, have you asked them what you can do to help? Have you gone to that group of people that you're claiming to be standing up for, to be protecting, to be helping? Have you gone to those people and said, hey, I feel what is being done to you is very unfair. I feel it's unfair. I feel it's unwarranted. I want to support you. I want to help you. I want to encourage you. What can I do as a citizen to help your cause? Can I scream really loud at the top of my lungs? Can I call other people horrible names? Can I be a hypocrite? Can I riot? Can I burn down buildings? Can I break windows? Can I steal a bunch of merchandise? Will those things help you suddenly be treated like equals? Will those things help you be treated better by society? Will those things make you look valuable and understood? Will those things make your group be heard and understood and valued and respected? Is that what you think? In your brain, you think if you destroy a person's property, they're suddenly now going to believe in the things that you believe in. How does that logic work? I would love someone to explain this. Where is the logic in going around forcing people, forcing them to abandon their beliefs and believe in everything that you're saying when the things that you're saying are not facts, they are not statistics, and in fact, most of the time, they're not even words. You're not even speaking. You're screaming, or you're stealing, or you're setting things on fire. So you're not even talking. So you're not even trying to get people to understand anything. You've just decided that people don't understand. You've taken it upon yourself to feel that people don't understand. You've taken it upon yourself to speak for others. And then decide that the solution to that, to your made-up world, to your made-up voices in your head, to your voices in your head that are speaking to you, is to then turn around and excuse yourself of any liability. You've just decided to be excused from any logic or reason. You're like, I'm out. I don't need to be a party of this logic, reasoning, and facts business. Pshaw. Who needs logic and reason when you can have screaming and insanity and mental illness? Who needs it when you can have your veins coursing with fentanyl and drugs? God, stop, guys. God, my dog is like, I've got a tennis ball in my pocket here because we're getting ready to go outside and he is having a shit fit. I genuinely understand people wanting to stick up for an underdog, to stand up to a bully, to wrong the rights, to stand up for what you believe in, to educate others on things that you feel passionate about and you feel others should know about. I get that. But I think there's a way to go about it. I think there's a time to be forceful and a time to be subtle, a time to close your mouth, a time to listen, a time to absorb and observe. There are many times when you should be observing and listening and absorbing and a lot less talking, yelling, fighting, throwing things, burning things. You should never, ever, shouldn't say less times. Less is in zero. There should be zero times that you should be screaming. And when I say screaming, I'm talking to people that go, that crap. The literal, I'm not talking about when someone's just yelling at you as in like raising their voice and like speaking, but raising their voice at you, like saying sentences, but loudly. No, I'm talking about someone just standing in one spot going at the top of their lungs, you know, like literal screaming. What is that? You should be put in a mental institution. Honestly, that is some crazy shit. Like how embarrassing for the parents. The daughters, the fathers, the uncles, the family, the friends of those people. I mean, my God. And really, how many times has a gay person, a transgender person, come up to one of those people and been like, thank you. I just really wanted to thank you. Your screaming has changed my life around. Your screaming and yelling has just meant the world to me. And just, I mean, changed my life. Like I was going downhill and feeling so bad about myself. I was feeling absolutely lost and unsupported and feeling unequal until you came along and screamed at the top of your lungs and shouted obscenities at people. And then I went, yes, my world has opened up just now, this very second. It's like your screaming has unlocked gates. It's like that pitch has just suddenly unlocked these secret gates that have been locked for years, just waiting for that ungodly, annoying, piercing, screeching yell to be just the right tone to unlock the key to my life. Thank you. I needed it. Like, is that what these people think?
Are they so up their own asses that they're just having a big old gangbang of compliments? All the compliments are just swirling around in their own head, just doing each other, having baby compliments after baby compliments, just producing all kinds of compliments. Is that what's happening? Because, I mean, honestly, I'm seriously embarrassed for these people and for their family. And why aren't there laws against that? Like, you can't walk around publicly intoxicated, but you can scream bloody murder in the middle of the street. That's okay. I can't yell and fight in the street, but you can scream bloody murder. I'm just so confused by what we're allowing. It's boggling my mind. It really is. It's boggling my mind. What have we come to? Have we really made a lot of progress since we were just cavemen bumbling around, hitting each other over the head? I mean, have we made a lot really of strides as far as mentally? I'm talking mentally. I don't know that we have. I really don't. I don't know that we have. I don't know. What are your thoughts? I mean, do you feel we've made a lot of strides as a lot of progress as humans? I don't know, man. Anyway, I have been on a tangent. I can't sleep. My brain is all over the place. And so I've just been doing podcast after podcast because my brain's just, I think, maybe if I get it all out, maybe if I talk about it, maybe if I just let it just all come out and spill over, I'll be able to finally get some sleep. But I don't know if that's going to work because I feel like I'll get tired, and I'm like, okay, that's all I needed. Just needed the rest of the world to listen to me babble, get things off my chest, feel decompressed, be like, ah, yes, there. Whew, that's what I needed. But then I go to lay down, and as you all know, you know what I'm going to say. You go to lay down, and all of a sudden, your brain is on party mode. And your brain is just dancing the night away. Just doing the two-step, doing the Macarena, just partying like it is 1999. And the rest of your brain is in 2024 and almost 50 years old. And just is like, wow, dude, we do not have the stamina for this. We're old. Let's get it. Let's get this shit together, you know? Anyway, these are some things that keep me up. I can hear the screaming. I can hear their screaming in my brain. I can hear their screeching, and I'm just like, God damn. It's like a nightmare. I wake up screaming. I wake up screaming to their screaming. Oh, how about be part of the solution? How about ask the people that you claim to be standing up for what it is they need help with, what they feel you can do to support them, to help them be equals? What can you do to be part of the solution? I really doubt there's going to be any of them that are going to say to you, you know what, continue to scream. Keep doing that. It's been helping. It's totally brought peace and tranquility and understanding and compassion to the world, as screaming always does. You know, screaming always brings peace. It's what you hear. That's what you think of. It's the first thing you think of when you hear someone screaming or someone talks about screaming.
the first thing you do, right, is immediately just relax, take a breath, feel peace and tranquility, right? You just want to go out and help people and be your best you. I don't know. Anyway, that is something that has been on my mind and keeping me up, those things, those topics. We don't have a ball in there, Mo, anymore. Lord have mercy. My dogs are going to take me down if I don't, like a pack of wolves, if I don't get out and exercise them. So on that note, I wish you all the best. Please don't go screaming and yelling at people to get your way. Please don't. I mean, I don't know what it is about people not having to form sentences in this Biden administration. People are either screaming, yelling, or just blah, 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 babbling. It's one of the two. It's crazy. So let's form words. Let's speak words clearly. Let's use our words. All right. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Ramblings of an Insomniac. We'll be right back.